and welcome to episode 58 of the Hollywood Knitter Podcast. I'm recording on Thursday, May 21st, 2015 from my home in Los Angeles, California. In today's episode, we can expect applause in the can, now playing Gossip, a Hollywood Story, Press Junket, and Production Notes. Let's get started, shall we? Hey everybody, it's May. Can you believe it? It's like the year is almost over. Summer is around the corner. The holiday weekend is here in the United States. And I'm sitting down to record a podcast and let you guys know about what's been going on in my knitting and my travels. So let's get right into it so I can regale you with what's been going on lately. First up, I wanted to say hello and welcome to all my new listeners, and hello to all of my listeners who keep on coming back. Thank you so much. I know that my podcast is very irregular, but heartfelt, and I appreciate that everyone keeps coming back and listening. Now I'm going to start off with my contest. I had a contest end April 30th, and it was my first Sign of Spring contest. And oh my goodness, I loved all of your answers. There's so many cool things that reminded me of spring too. So I had two prizes this time, and so that meant I have two winners. The first winner is number 74, Woe Is Me Wendy, who wins the Western Sky Knits and the Getaway Gorgeous 2015 colorway, which was special for the Virginia Beach yarn getaway. And this is a fingering skein. And the second winner was number 48, who is Whisk Knitter Eileen in Wisconsin, who wins the Copper Corgi Gradient Mini Skein Set, which is 660-yard skeins, mini skeins of sport weight superwash merino and a golden yellow to a cranberry. It's a beautiful set. Totally my colors because, you know, when you're picking out prizes, you pick out stuff that you'd like. And both of them are beautiful. Thanks, everyone, for entering. And my winners should PM me and send me their address, and I will get their wonderful prizes out to them as soon as possible. In the can, I have two FOs. Two. My first FO is my homegrown cardigan by Melissa Shajwari. And I knit on this from February 16th to April 28th. It was in the Miss Babs Kawia in Beach Glass, which was a Rhinebeck purchase, and I used exactly four skeins, 1,120 yards. I did not break into my fifth skein, though I came close to almost needing to. And I knitted on US 9s, or 5.5 millimeters. And the construction on this was different. Just a reminder, it's just an open front cardigan, no buttons, and it has kind of a basket weave kind of motif that goes all along the sides and up onto makes the collar. And how you start it is you actually kind of do a little square and then you kind of increase out from there. So when you start the sweater, it doesn't look like anything because you're not even like casting on the neck or anything like that. You're casting on this little square and you're increasing from there. So it's worked top down and then you pick up and do the sleeves. Anyways, I ended up finishing it while I was away in Yuma, which is what I wanted to. I had that weekend away to see my boyfriend, and I had a ton of knitting time, and these sleeves went so fast. The only thing was is that I had to redo the wrists. Basically, I knit it to what I knit down to where I thought I wanted the motif to go on the wrists, but I hadn't brought the smaller size needles because it says to switch to smaller needles when you do the cuff. And so I hadn't brought them with me to Arizona. So I didn't do it till I came home. And I did it when I came home. And I kind of did, I think, what the pattern recommended, which was like, I don't know, 2 inches. And I did both of them. I bound off. It was beautiful. I tried it on. I kept looking at the wrists. I'm like, I think they're too short. And then I'm like, no, it's hits right at the wrist. You know, I'm not usually, it's fine, I was thinking. I'm like talking myself into it. And then I'm wearing it when my boyfriend gets home from work and he looks at it and he's like, wow, your sweater looks great. The wrists are a little short though, huh? And I was like, darn it. So I had a little ball left of the fourth skein, and I was really trying not to break it into the next skein. So I took what I had left of the skein, which was like, I don't know, 10 grams, maybe less. It was a small ball. And I divided it in half and I ripped out the cast off edge and started knitting again until I had just enough yarn left in that little half ball to finish the cast off and cast off. Luckily, that made it just right. Just right. So I didn't have to break into the fourth skein. So I had like inches left of this yarn. The only thing I don't like is because I ended up switching yarn right there in the cuff. There's lots of ends I had to weave in there. They kind of poke out. I usually don't to have like to have ends right there, just the one in the end because they it's a spot that gets a lot of wear and I find my ends poke out. But whatever. I did not block it because I finished it like the night before I was going to Maryland and I was determined. I was so excited. I'm like, I have a new sweater for Maryland. Yay. And so I didn't block the basket weave kind of thing. And it could use it, but I've actually worn it a few times since then. So I don't think I'll be blocking it unless the urge strikes me. But overall, I'm really happy with the sweater. It's just an open front cardigan, which is really how I like to wear my cardigans. So no buttons, no nothing. It's warm, it hangs. The color is this gorgeous kind of like grayish, minty green, kind of like beach glass, like the color. And I can see myself getting a lot of wear out of it. I did wear it in Maryland, which I'll talk about where it was too warm. So that was my first FO. And my second FO are my sesame socks. And I knit these April 1st through April 30th on US 1s or 2.25 millimeter needles. And this was my mustache yarn in the Sesame Street OCD pack that I picked up at SSK last summer. And it is like, I think 15 stripes, and they're awesome. It's inspired by the Sesame Street characters, and so all the colors are those cool, awesome colors. And I did it toe up, fish lips kiss heel. I increased over the foot because that's where my instep is high. And then I wanted to use as much yarn as possible. So I made these really tall for me, but I still didn't finish all of the yarn. That's how generous the skein is. I went to probably halfway up my calves, and I had to do some increases up there too because my calves get rather large. But at that point, I was just like, I didn't have enough to make them knee socks. And so at a certain point, I think they get to a weird length. So I made them really tall. I haven't had a chance to wear them yet, but they made me happy knitting them. They make me happy to look at them because now they're on my wall as art on my sock blockers until my next pair is done. And I just love them. It's beautiful yarn. I kept talking about the yarn when I was talking about it. Like, as I said, Stacy from Mustaches should check out her striping because, first of all, she does an amazing job. She does, amazing number of stripes, and the colors are beautiful. And then one of my peeves that I may have talked about is the transition from one color to the next, and hers is crisp. One color to the next color. No white spot, no fading, very little kind of overlap. It's just crisp. And it's a sign of a good dyer, so striping in my mind. And so I'm really pleased and can highly recommend Mustache Yarns. And she's pretty popular right now, so I know her yarn's a little difficult to get, but well worth the effort if you get a chance. And those are the only FOs I have. Now playing. I have four whips. And all of these whips are lace weight. I shouldn't say that. I have one lace weight, two fingering weight, and now one sport weight. It seems like I'm in the slog land, like nothing is getting done. I'm just knitting, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Or in reality, I'm knitting on the weekends. I'm really not knitting much during the week. My knitting time seems to be a little less these days because I've been focusing on some other things. Anyways, my first project I've had on the needles is my breakwater. I've had this on the needles since January 13th, and this is a fingering weight sweater by Cecily Glowick McDonald from the top down, and I'm doing it in my Into the World Manchester sock. And I'm doing this as a knit along with my friend Priscilla, though I have no idea where she's at on hers. I haven't seen her in a little while. Anyways, I ended up picking this again and using it as retreat knitting when I went to Knocker's retreat, and I'm just kind of knitting in the round, and I haven't worked too much on it. I think I've got an extra probably inch or two since I last talked to you. So I need to get back to that because I want to finish it by Rhinebeck, which will be here before we know it, the way it's going. My next pattern I've been working on, which is where I kind of had some knitting fail. Not knitting fail. It's not a fail so much as a realization. It's the Abyss Shawl by Marnie McLean, and this was a Twist Collective pattern. And I've been knitting on it since February 8th in Sheep Dreamery Tints, which is a gradient lace mini skein set in like a blue-gray. It goes from like a dark blue-gray to like a really pale bluish white-gray. It looks different colors in different lights, but it has like a blue undertone for a gray. The pattern actually called for fingering weight. It was a shawl that was done with a gradient set also, but it was in fingering weight. But it seemed easily customizable, so I decided to use my lace weight. And initially what I decided is there were 5 sections to the shawl. And I would basically just repeat each section twice in the one color, and that's how I would do it. And for the first 3 colors, that worked. Because the construction is a little different. You do the left side once, and then you do the right side, and then you pick them up together and knit on the center. By doing the motif twice with the lace, I made it long enough on the left and the right sides to be kind of a shawlette kind of thing. And then I was continuing forth with my plan. I got into the last yarn. No, not the last yarn. The 4th yarn. And the way this double repeat that I was doing was working was just adding too much width in just like the center of the back. It was looking awkward. Instead of like a crescent shape, kind of soft crescent shape like I was having it look like 2 arms and like, I don't know, like a big belly in the middle or something. Like it would just go like your arms are sticking straight out and then there's just like a big curve. And that wasn't what I wanted. I figured out this wasn't what I wanted and decided to rip it back when I was flying back from Maryland Sheep and Wool and I was at the airport. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to be on the plane. This is a perfect time to rip this back when I can just sit in this little tiny, you know, space. Though I actually had plenty of room because nobody was sitting next to me. Then I can pick up my stitches, I can focus, and there's nothing distracting me. So that's what I did. And then I decided I was just going to do 1 repeat on the body of each color. And that seems to be working much better. I'm actually had ripped back a fair portion, and I'm back to the color I was on before I ripped. And I'm almost done with it. So I'm almost to the last color. I'm almost to the last color. I really want to be done. I really want to be done with this project. So I'm hoping to really kind of get some work on it this weekend is my goal. My goal in general is to finish it by June 1st. So it will have taken me about 4 months, which is a long time for me on a project. So fingers crossed, it does look beautiful. I think when I block it, it will be a shawlette kind of size. I don't think I'm going to keep it. I think I'm going to make it as a gift. I'm not sure to who, but that's my plan. Okay, so a project since I last talked to you was the Stax Hat by Karina Spencer. And this is actually my second time knitting this. I was looking for a pattern to make a hat and I picked this up basically and said, hey, this I really like the one I did for me. Let me do it again. It was really easy. And so I'm knitting this out of a sport weight, which is actually what the pattern calls for. And this is my fiber pants snazzy in Birthday and Rhinebeck color, which is kind of a grayish brown. It's beautiful. Dyed by my friend Emily when she was doing her dyeing business. I have to say though, when I was knitting this the first time, like the way, I don't know what it is about this particular pattern, stitch pattern, but it hurts my hands. So I'm only able to do so much before it hurts my hands. I thought before it was because I was holding yarn doubled, and I think that it adjusts me because the gauge is a little on the tighter side because it's lace and it's going to stretch out. But regardless, I can do a little bit on it, and then I switch to a different project. And the last project, which is, you know, the never ongoing travel project, is another pair of socks. And I actually cast these on while I was in Maryland on the first day. I was intending for them to be my travel project. So the night before, I was trying to figure out which sock yarn I wanted to wind up. And I threw 3 or 4 skeins that appealed to me on the table. And I asked my boyfriend to pick one. And he picked the Miss Babs Yummy and Perfectly Reckless colorway, which is gorgeous. and you'll have seen it making the rounds in the internet. It's one of Miss Babs Babettes, and it's lots of colors, and it's so pretty. And I cast on and my regular toe up, and I decided to do like a slip stitch pattern. I'm making it up on my own. It's very similar looking to like other patterns that incorporate slip stitches, but I'm making it up on my own, and I decided I wanted to do a different heel. So I'm doing the double gusset on the bottom for toe up. And this is a tutorial I found by Carrie Ramirez on Ravelry. And I finished the first one and I really like it. It really fits well. So basically for your gusset, instead of doing it on the side or not doing it all like you do for the fish lips kiss heel, you increase on the bottom and do it in two steps. And then you just, you know, turn it and go up. It's really easy. I'm explaining it horribly, but you should check it out. If you're looking for a new heel, the double gusset on the bottom for toe up is something I've enjoyed the first one. And as I wear the socks, I'll give you more of an update if I really like it. I'm always looking for a new heel. I really like the fish lips kiss heel, but I was just looking to do something different. So I finished the first sock and I'm on to the second sock. I'm almost to the heel, or where I'm going to start the increases for the gusset on the bottom. And it's just traveling with me in my car. I pick it up here and there at work when I have a little time. But the color, oh my goodness, I really want a sweater out of that Perfectly Reckless colorway. I just love it. It's so beautiful. Gossip. I was intending when I did my show notes, and I'm changing my mind right now, I was going to do my talk about Marilyn Sheep and Wool, but I think I'm going to push that to the end. So if you're not interested in hearing my travelogues or whatever, you can skip to it. But if you are, I'm going to do a travelogue right after I talk about Press Junket. So if you want to hear about my Marilyn Sheep and Wool adventures, stay tuned. Other than that, I have a recommitment to fitness, which is something I'll talk about in my trip report a little bit, but I've started running again more consistently than I have in a very, very long time. I'm using the Zombies 5K app again, and so far I've committed and been pretty diligent about running every other day. And I'm pretty happy. Like, fitness had fallen to the wayside for a while. And, you know, when it gets warmer out and you know, shorts and t-shirt season, you want to get a little healthier. So I'm happy with that, except recommitment to exercise, like, that takes away time that I would be knitting. And that's just the way it goes. But it's important. So that's what I'm doing. I'm doing a little house kind of freshening up on the patio, move some stuff around. I move my barbecue grill up there, and it had been disconnected from the gas forever. So I hooked it back up and I grilled some steak for the first of the season. And it was beautiful. And I bought some new fruit trees. I bought a lemon and a lime tree. I figured growing vegetables doesn't work for me because I'd have to do it out of pots. I could put a raised bed in, but they're too delicate here in terms of pot gardening. Like, you have to remember to water them every day. And it just seemed like a lot of work for very few vegetables. Even though I grew them myself and I know that was awesome, it just wasn't, the effort wasn't there for me. The cost benefit wasn't there for me. So instead, I went and bought some fruit trees. So I bought a lime and a lemon tree, dwarf trees. And then I had a little shopping buddy for this trip, and he really wanted an olive tree. So I have an olive tree for him. I don't like olives, but the tree's pretty. And I told him he could have all the olives he wants. Speaking of summer and shopping, it's time to do some summer shopping. And I've noticed as I get older, I hate going clothes shopping, like, out. I much prefer shopping online. And so that's what I've done. I'm in a little bit of a shopping kick. And my next pursuit is a new bathing suit for the cruise I have this summer. I'm wondering how that's going to go online. We'll see. I have some potential things that look right online, and I'm going to have them shipped to me, and then, yeah, we'll go for it. But it's like a pro con. I love summer. I love wearing shorts and t-shirts, but then bathing suit, you know, the bane of a lot of women's existence. It's just finding one that looks pretty decent on me, covers everything, and that, you know, I can go down water slides and stuff and not have to worry about anything. Fingers crossed that treasure hunt is not too long or arduous. Anyways, other than that, work is busy. it's kind of tapered off. I'm falling into my groove in terms of my new position and what I'm doing, and kind of taking over the new project and getting through like a backlog of some stuff that the previous manager hadn't gotten through. And I'm getting there. I'm starting to feel more in my groove. And there's a good chance I'll get to move out of the office and back to my old project, because there's extra offices in that trailer. And I think I've convinced my boss to let me move back to my old office and work from there, because my job putting in the new construction, the new wells, is all over that side of the city. And so it would be kind of central. And there's so few cubicles in the building. They're always looking for cubicles for new staff. And so I could give up my cubicle to someone else who needs it, and then I could not be in the building. And so fingers crossed that that's going to go through in the next few weeks. I'll be really excited. Hollywood story. It has been so long since I had a Hollywood story because I don't go out as often anymore. That's just, you know, the long and short of it. When I was younger and crazy and used to go to happy hours and stuff all over, you run into people all the time in LA. But as I go out less, my chances of doing it, of running into a random celebrity, decrease. But this past weekend, I was taking care of my boyfriend's son for the day for a few hours while he had to go to work. And we went to this awesome cafe that's near my house. It's called the Game House Cafe. And it's a cafe with all board games. And you, like, when I say all board games, I'm talking like 300 to 400 board games. And you go in and you pay a $5 fee and you can play any game you want. And so we went over there for lunch and the food was really good too. I was surprised. And we picked out some games to play. We played Ticket to Ride Nordic Countries, and that's kind of a train game. I actually have the game here at home, and this is a different version with like a European map, and it's awesome. And then we picked out two games we'd never played before, and it was so cool. And as I was leaving, we were stopping to get dessert for to go. I looked over and I'm like, hey, I know who that is. And I was like, I turned to him. I'm like, hey, do you know who Patton Oswalt is? He's like, you know, he's 11. He's like, no. I'm like, okay, that's cool. I know who Patton Oswalt is. And if you don't, currently, he's been an LA-based comedian forever, and he's done bit parts and all sorts of things. But the thing he's working on right now is he has a recurring character on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. as, gosh, he plays some weird kind of twins, triplet brother things, and he was one of Fury's agents afterwards. And anyways, he was there with his daughter, I think, and it was just cool. It was just a random sighting. He was there playing games. And then later I saw, because I subscribed to their Twitter feed, and I always saw that they were like, hey, Patton Oswalt here, and he loves the Game House. So it was cool. I guess it was his first time there, and he was pretty impressed, as was I, because it was a really cool place, and I can't wait to go back and play some games I've never played. If you're not into tabletop gaming or you haven't heard, board games are making a huge comeback, and there are so many of them out there, and they're awesome, and they're amazing. And I have a little collection of them now. Well, I don't. Someone who lives with me has a collection of them. And we've been playing them. And it's a lot of fun. There's definitely a whole subculture of this that I never knew anything about, this tabletop gaming. So anyways, that's my little Hollywood story for today. Press junket. I am still going to be doing my bachelorette in... It's actually not Napa, bachelorette in Sonoma. It's closer to Sonoma. Everybody's got their ticket. Everyone, I think, is getting there. I'm a horrible planner. I still have a few things I need to do. I need to book the wine tour. I need to do a few other kind of logistics things. And I just have been putting it off or whatever. But I still have 3 weeks. So it's on my list to do this weekend. But it should be a lot of fun. The house is booked, and that's the most important thing. And I'll be driving up, which will be a nice drive, possibly. Then I go to Zombie and Apocalypse, which starts my vacation extravaganza where I'm gone almost 3 weeks. I'm going to be in Zombie and Apocalypse. I leave on Sunday, come back to LA for a day, kind of to do laundry, switch my stuff out of my suitcase to, you know, Caribbean / cruise gear. And then I fly to Florida, where for a few days before the cruise, we're going to hang out with my grandmother and my dad, who's not going on the cruise, and stuff will be there, and my uncles, and we're going to all hang out there. And then those of us getting on the cruise, we'll get on the cruise, we'll go to the Caribbean and Puerto Rico and all this other awesomeness and have an awesome cruise, and then come back from the cruise on a Saturday, fly home on Sunday. I took Monday off from work to recover because I've been gone so long, and then back to work. In July, I think we might try to go to Vegas. There's some talk of that. Other than that, my next kind of big, not big, but my next vacation is my friend's wedding in Ohio in late August. And then back into knitting stuff, the Cognitive Fiber Retreat in October, followed by Rhinebeck. Very excited. And those are all my travels right now. Production notes. All right, first thing I kind of want to announce is a new contest. It's the When You Think of Summer contest. What do you think of when you think of summer? That's all you have to tell me in the thread. And it's going to be open until July 15th. And you will win the prize is something I picked up at Maryland Sheep and Wool, like I said. And it is one of Gail's art amazing sock blanks. If you haven't seen these, it's a strip of knitting that she dyes and does like motifs on, like colored motifs. And the one I got is like a rainbow with stars on it. And when these knit up, they knit up kind of like a gradient. Anyways, check out Susan B. Anderson's blog. She had knit with this, was the first place I saw it knit up, and it looks cool. And I bought one for myself, and then I bought one for a prize. Take a look at the thread. Take a look at the picture. It looks awesome. I can't wait to knit with mine. I think everyone will love knitting with this because Gail is an amazing dyer, and this is a great product, and it's very cool. Other than that, you know, before I head into my travelogue, which I'm going to do, you can find me at... I'm Allison1031, Ravelry, Twitter, and Instagram. Come join the group. You have to be a member of the group to win a prize. And let's go into my travelogue. Maryland Sheep and Wool travelogue. Okay, Maryland Sheep and Wool, a mecca trip. Always a mecca trip. This was my second year going, or this was my second time going. I went for the first time in 2013. I had to do a very quick trip. I basically flew on the red eye Thursday night, and that put me into Dulles early Friday morning. And my wonderful, wonderful, saintly friend Michelle picked me up at 6 in the morning, took me to her house where I promptly went back to bed for a few hours because the flight is only like 4 hours and that's not enough time or really good sleep on a plane. So then we hung out at her house for the day. And then I went and we attended, well, she hosted with our friend Jamie, and I kind of attended a kind of baby celebration event at Fiberspace in Alexandria for Emily, Ooh Fancy Pants, former podcast host of the Whatcha Swatchin' podcast. And so we had a little kind of baby gathering for her with a few friends, and it was awesome. Fiberspace is beautiful. They were having a hazelnuts trunk show with like these logs of yarn that I was really, really tempted. But I restricted myself to some needles I needed to bring because I'd forgotten my sock needles to knit on my socks. And I think I got some blocking pins. But it was a lot of fun. And there were cupcakes. There were lots and lots of yummy cupcakes and yummy, yummy cheese. Oh, they had a cheese plate. I ate a lot of cheese, guys. A lot of cheese. Then the next day was Maryland Sheep and Wool. So we got there. We didn't get there crazy early. And then we got there right when it opened. We didn't try to get Jenny the Potter. None of us were in the super shopping mood. Like none of us needed anything. None of us were like running to booths or needed to get something. We just kind of wandered around, kind of poked in everywhere, looked in some of the new vendors, checked out some of the old vendors that we liked. And everyone sort of was chill. I think some people may not even bought anything. Now, I bought the Gail's Art sock blanks. I bought one as the prize I just talked about. And then I bought one for me. And it's kind of in Valentine-y colors. And it says Be Mine on it. And I liked it. I also bought a little wee sheep created by Kelsey Wallace, who has a website I'll link to. And it was a little kind of resin sheep that she had made. And the legs were like nails. And I'm starting like a mini sheep collection. So this is like my third or fourth one. But they have to be small and wee. And it was adorable. I think those are the only things I bought there. I did miss the podcaster meetup because we had brought our lunch. And so right around lunchtime, around 12:30, it was getting warm. And I wore my new sweater, my new cardigan, and I had to take it off, like, on and off. Like, in the sun, it was warm. In the barns, it was cool in the morning. And then it just got warm. But we went out back to the car to eat lunch. And we were all kind of sitting there. And we're all like, I don't know who said it, but we're like, maybe, do you guys want to go? Like, we were sort of... we were done. Like, we came, we saw, we ran into a bunch of friends, we gave hugs, we saw yarn, we bought what we wanted. And so instead of staying, we decided to go to the Knot House in Frederick, Maryland, which was doing a pop-up for a number of yarns that we wanted to see. Some we hadn't seen in person, or I hadn't, and then some they'd never seen, like, a whole lot of. So I missed the podcaster meetup because I didn't go back in for it. And if anyone was looking for me, sorry, I didn't make it. But we drove instead to Frederick, Maryland, which is a beautiful little town. Went to the Knot House, which is a beautiful yarn shop in this really cool building. It's like on the first floor. It obviously used to be some apartment. And they had an entire shop takeover. When I say pop-up, it wasn't like we just had one yarn line, you know, intermixed at a table. They must have removed all of their stock from the shelves and put out the pop-up for numerous yarns. I think Duck Duck Wool was there, Yoth was there, Yarn in the House, Magpie, O-Wool, I think there was a few more, but just beautiful yarns, most of which I'd never seen before. Also resisted buying anything because I didn't have any projects in mind and I was trying not to buy that much yarn. But we poked around, it was nice seeing the town, we walked around, had some ice cream, and then we headed back for an evening of knitting with friends at my friend Jamie's house. And that was awesome. We just sat around and had our friend Martha and Pam come by, and we just sat around, we knit. And it was awesome because that's really why I go and travel, is really to hang out with my friends. Now, my friend, she has an amazing stash and she's decided that she's going to do a little destashing. And I should clarify in saying she has an amazing stash of Plucky. She is a bit obsessed with Plucky, or has been in the past. Anyways, this was the first time I think she was willing to part with some. And so we had first look at what she was going to destash. And so I bought two skeins from her and the Plucky Trusty, which is the worsted superwash, one in a gray and one in a blue. And they just look beautiful together. I'm not sure what I'm going to do. I'm thinking a hat, but I'm not sure. And then she also has a bunch of bags and she was thinking of, you know, selling some of those off. And so I actually picked up a beautiful fat squirrel bag and this like brocade brown that I love. And if you've ever bought a fat squirrel bag, they're beautiful. Quality is amazing. I think this is my third one or something. So I did do a little enhancement there. Unexpected enhancement, but wonderful. Then Sunday, you know, last day I was flying out Sunday evening at like 6-ish. We got up, we went to brunch, and then we went yarn hopping. I haven't visited so many yarn stores on a trip as I have to this one. I went to 4 yarn stores total. So on Sunday, we went and stopped by Second Story Knits in Bethesda. And that was just because of proximity of where we were. And they were supposed to have some white fiber yarns. And they did have the samples, but they were out of the yarn. But it was a cute little shop, cute little local shop. And then we headed into DC and went to Looped Yarn Works. And I had never been there, but I'd heard many wonderful things. And it is chock full, again, of beautiful yarn. Very, very... it's a smaller store because it's in DC proper. But I had a bit of an impulse purchase there. I'm still not sure why I bought it. It just called to me. You know, sometimes you're just like, this yarn calls to me. So I picked up a skein of yarn from Yarn Carnival High, which I guess is out of Texas. I've never heard of them. Actually, the Dyer's Yarn Carnival, and it was High Wire 3-Ply, which was a fingering superwash. And the color is called Pyroclastic. And it's really just like gray with like pops of orange. Now, anyone who knows me, I'm a sucker for orange. Truly am. So this sort of called for me. I'm thinking a shawl. And then, yeah, and then they dropped me off at the airport and my flight was delayed a bit. So that was, you know, it was okay. It happens. But I made it home by, I don't know, 11:30. There was like horrible traffic in the airport and late night traffic in LA on Sunday. But I made it home after a very quick, wonderful, wonderful trip. And I can't wait to go back. I'm hoping I'll be able to attend next year, but we'll see when we get closer. All my yarn stash and everything fit in my suitcase, and so that's good. I didn't actually end up, as I said, bought too much. I think I got one sock blank and then three skeins. That's it. And a bag. So with that, I'm come to a close. Go and enter the contest. And I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday if you're here in the States. It's Memorial Day weekend. I plan on doing a whole bunch of nothing. Lying around, knitting, chilling. It's awesome. This is like the first year I haven't gone camping in many, many years. And that's a wrap from Hollywood, where fantasy meets fiber and dreams are knit.